15 years ago, there were 6 poultry processors in southern Wisconsin. Today, there is 1. That's a problem for Dean Zimmerman, a chicken farmer from Waseca who has about 2,500 birds. He says the lack of processors makes it hard to meet the growing demand for locally produced chicken. The state's efforts to certify a mobile unit could help, but he says it would be better to encourage brick-and-mortar facilities because it's just as much work for farmers either way.
No matter what, we have to go out and we have to gather our birds up the night before. We have to put them in crates and we have to load them onto a trailer, even if we have to bring them up to the front of the farm. It's not much harder than to just continue on to a processing facility if there was one within an hour.
Wisconsin is the 3rd state to experiment with mobile chicken processing. Director for Wisconsin's Meat Safety and Inspection Bureau, Cindy Klug, says mobile units are appealing because they can help farmers over a larger geographical area. But she concedes it's unlikely there will ever be enough processors to restore the number of brick and mortar facilities in the state.
It's very labor intensive. It takes a lot of people. And it's almost like a dying art. There aren't people that know how to do that anymore.
A mobile unit was recently certified, but the owner is not yet working with farmers. Klug says she expects there will be 2 operational units by next spring. Lindsay Moon, Wisconsin Public Radio.